ball is in the air, and we're underway. Tip control by Middle Tennessee going right to left as we view it here from press row. We're down on court level for this ball game. And there, and the Raiders throw the ball away on the opening possession. That pass just went completely out of bounds, and James Madison puts it in play. Raiders in their full court pressure defense. This is Hislop across the line, drives the lane, shoots a layup and misses. Whitehurst the rebound. She misses. Mimi Ajanaku with the rebound for the Raiders. Ajanaku into the front court. James Madison matching up man-to-man. They've got Newman guarding Ebony Rowe on the post. The ball goes to Rowe out top of the key. Iceland Eli to Kiki Stewart, backing in. Turnaround jumper off the back of the rim. And Burkholder, the rebound for James Madison, down to Gill, who pops an 18-footer and scores. James Madison first to score today as Jasmine Gill, a transfer from Boston College, hits the jump shot. Ball on the left wing to Ajanaku. Mimi takes a look inside. On top to Ebony Rowe. Rowe, top of the key, left corner to Courtney Jones. Rowe trying to post up inside. It goes high to Kiki, low to Ebony Rowe for the layup, and she'll score. Ebony Rowe with the assist from Kiki Stewart. The Raiders went high-low and got the basket and a steal by Ebony Rowe. Rowe feeds it out to Courtney Jones. Raiders defense took it away. In the corner, Eli breaks down the baseline. Turnaround shot off the edge of the board, no good, and Newman got the rebound. We're tied at two. Long pass coming ahead and overthrown. The basketball over the head of Gill, who was breaking down the far side. Raiders ball in back court. No pressure from James Madison in the back court. Just underway from the JMU Convocation Center, a facility that seats a little over 7,600 here in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Here's Mimi Ajanaku out on the right wing. Top of the key, it goes to Stewart. Now to Iceland Eli. Bounce pass low goes to Ebony Rowe. Twisting and turning off the glass. She scores, and the Raiders lead it by a score of 4-2. And Ebony Rowe, who only got two baskets Thursday night against South Dakota State, has the Raiders' first two field goals in this game. Raiders press. Hislop across the line to Burkholder. Got an open three right wing and sinks it. Burkholder is there. Top three-point shooter, and the Raiders fail to cover her on the wing as they beat the press down the floor, and a 5-4 lead for James Madison. Here's a ball knocked free, loose, up for grabs. Jones and Hislop fighting for it. It's going to be a held ball and should go to James Madison on the alternate possession. James Madison's Burkholder tipped the ball, and it rolled free and into the James Madison front court, where Courtney Jones and Newman were fighting for it, or Hislop were fighting for it. The ball goes to JMU, and it will be Burkholder to inbound. Side front court right in front of the Raiders bench across the way. Raiders seated on the same side of the scoring table as they would be at the Murphy Center, so I'm sure they're comfortable with that location. 17-20 to play. James Madison leading by a score of 5-4 over Middle Tennessee. Now the officials are conferring about something. That'll give us time to tell you who they are. Brian Brunette, Takia Stewart, and Rashawn Michelle are the game officials. Here's the ball coming in play to Newman and out to Hislop, guarded by Shanice Kaysen, who's just come in. She came in for Ajanaku. Ball out front to Gill. Gill out top to Whitehurst. Works it on the right side to Hislop. Burkholder got a three and hit another one. And again, the Raiders defense late getting to the three-point shooter, and it cost them 8-4. James Madison. Ball knocked out of bounds by Burkholder. Raiders will maintain possession, and Courtney Jones will inbound it side front court. Ball will be coming in play to Kiki Stewart. Back to Courtney quickly in the corner. Iceland Eli on the drive, off the glass, no good. Iceland's hit the edge of the board on both of her shots. Here's Gill going to pull up from 15 and score. 10-4, James Madison takes a six-point lead. Shanice Kaysen across the line. Did not start today, came in early, though. Kaysen works on the right wing to Courtney Jones. Jones drives the left side of the lane, up with an underhand layup, and it's blocked out of bounds. She got double-teamed driving down the lane. Might have had Kiki Stewart open on the other side of the basket, didn't see her. Here's Kaysen with the out-of-bounds play. It'll be coming in play to Courtney Jones. Jones outside the three-point line, gives it back to Kaysen. Better look at the shot clock. 5 seconds left. Over to Ebony Rowe. She'll wheel down for a runner. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Newman. Newman to Hislop. Hislop to Gill. Makes a break on Islin Eli and loses it out of bounds. Kiki Stewart went down. Gill went down. And no charge, no block. Out of bounds to Middle Tennessee. And the first media timeout with 15:59 remaining in the first half. With timeout to score, James Madison 10, Middle Tennessee 4. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers opened their first location in 1967. Since that time, technology has changed the equipment for both collision repair and basketball. Bradshaw's has the latest technology required to safely repair today's complex, intelligent cars. They'll meet or exceed your expectations every time. Dedicated people, the best equipment, and years of experience make Bradshaw's a winning team. If your vehicle receives a charging foul, choose the best repair possible. Call Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, your home team for collision repairs. Choice of Blue Raider Athletics.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
First media break, first half of tonight's game, or today's game, is presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Better plans, better products, better benefits, and ultimately a better you. Get better with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. James Madison shooting 4 out of 5, and 2 of those have been 3-pointers in the early going. While the Raiders are 2 out of 7, both baskets by Ebony Rowe. Turnovers are even at 2 apiece. Middle Tennessee to bring it down. Kaysen to Kiki Stewart. Down low it goes to Iceland Eli, and steps called on Eli, who had one of her better games last year at the Murphy Center against James Madison with 25 points and 16 rebounds. Ball into Gill and now to Newman. Newman across to Hislop and now to Gill in front court. Raiders changed their press a bit. Out front it goes to Hislop on the right wing, and now Jones knocks it out of Burkholder's hands and out of bounds. James Madison will have it side front court down to my right. And Burkholder plays it into Hislop. Guarded by Shanice Kaysen, Raiders man-to-man. Hislop coming right, got a screen, came left, and a foul on Kaysen. Called for a little bump out front. First foul of the game. Janae Brinkley in for Shanice Kaysen for Middle Tennessee. Here's Burkholder to Hislop, and she'll be guarded by Brinkley. Hislop coming left to Gill. Islin Eli guarding Gill, right side Hislop. She's their leading scorer. Pull up 15-footer, left to the lane, no good. Battle for the rebound. Whitehurst has it. Fouled by Brinkley, who was trying to tie her up, must have gotten the arm instead of the ball. And on Janae, that's number one. Team foul number two. And with a fresh shot clock, James Madison has it under the goal. Newman puts it in play to Whitehurst and out to Gill, to Burkholder. Bounce pass coming in to the post to Whitehurst, out to Hislop. Works in the left corner to Newman. Back out front to Hislop. Hislop puts it on the floor. Comes left. Picked up by Kiki Stewart, but makes the basket anyway. Hislop took it inside, and it is 12-4 James Madison. Courtney Jones across the line for the Raiders. Kiki Stewart inside. Iceland Eli off the glass. She'll score. Eli banked it in off the glass. 12-6. No pressure in backcourt for Middle Tennessee. Hislop in the front court. Brinkley guarding her out front. Left wing, it goes to Gill. Top of the key to Whitehurst. They swing it on the right wing to Hislop. Whitehurst screen for her and a little pick and roll, and Whitehurst all alone for the basket. Raiders are late getting to her. 14-6. The lead for James Madison. Kiki Stewart holding out right of the key. Ebony Rowe pulls out, takes the pass, and gives to Jones on the left wing. Back out front to Brinkley. Right corner goes to Eli. Iceland, couple of dribbles. Back out to Courtney Jones. Jones to Ebony Rowe, pulled out right side. Top of the key. Kiki Stewart underneath, out of bounds. Shot clock goes off, but I think the Raiders might have it under the basket with maybe a second left on the shot clock. 13:32 remaining in the first half. They put 1 second on the shot clock. 35, Rachel Connolly, a 6'4 senior, comes in. Whitehurst is out, and also leaving is Gill, 34, Kiara Francisco, 5'10 senior in. Raiders don't get the shot away in time, and James Madison has the basketball. 14-6, JMU leading. Here's Hislop in backcourt, and now a 1-2-2 soft press. Newman gets it across the line, feeds it out front to Francisco. Now to Hislop. Hislop working out front, gives it on the right wing to Connolly. Connolly comes on top to Newman on the left wing. Francisco back to Burkholder. Started to shoot a three in the lane, loses it out of bounds, and again a collision. Kiki Stewart went down, Burkholder went down, no block, no charge, out of bounds to Middle Tennessee. Courtney Jones to bring it down. Lakin Leonard has come in for the Raiders. Iceland Eli is out. Bounce pass left wing, Janae Brinkley. Skip pass low, Ebony Rowe. Wheels in the lane, shot over the rim, no good. Taken by Newman to Hislop. Hislop in front court. Long pass to Newman coming down the right baseline. Open momentarily, but Kiki Stewart over there to pick her up. Now back to Newman in the corner, guarded by Stewart. Looks inside, gives behind her back to Francisco, and a foul on the Raiders. It's going to be on Lakin Leonard. It'll be her first, team's third. No fouls yet. Charge to the Dukes. Number 10, Tanika Anderson, a 5'5 junior, coming in for Burkholder. Ball into Hislop. Hislop backs it up on the wing, guarded by Janae Brinkley. Hislop whips the pass over to Anderson on the right side. Jones now picks her up. Back to Hislop. Starts in, feeds over on the left side to Francisco, penetrates the lane, shot blocked by Kiki Stewart, and Lakin Leonard with a loose ball. Lakin will bring it down. Leaves it with Courtney Jones. 14-6, James Madison on the wing. Brinkley guarded out front by Anderson. Top of the key, Ebony Rowe. Back to Lakin Leonard. Lakin on top, Janae Brinkley. Skip pass low to Ebony Rowe against Newman. Back to the basket. Kicks in the corner to Jones. Courtney starts in. Looks back. Shot clock running down. Back to Brinkley. Janae coming right. Shot clock violation. That's the second shot clock violation of the half against Middle Tennessee. And with 11:44, we've got a media timeout. Timeout with the score. James Madison 14, Middle Tennessee 6. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm.
A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents David Wilson and Floyd Wilson.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you search with the Real Yellow Pages, you get more than a contractor. You get a whole new curb appeal. It's not just getting directions to a dry cleaner with YP.com. It's rescuing an old favorite from the back of the closet. And it's more than finding a locksmith with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting to sleep in your own bed. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile, only from AT&T.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
11:44 remaining in the first half. James Madison leading Middle Tennessee by a score of 14-6. The Raiders only 3 out of 9 from the field, while James Madison 6 out of 9. 7 rebounds for the Dukes, 3 for the Raiders. Middle Tennessee has turned it over 5 times, and James Madison 4, and 2 of those 5 turnovers were on shot clock violations. James Madison puts it in play. Shanice Kaysen back in for the Raiders. Replaced Brinkley. Here's Newman across the line. Newman to Hislop. Hislop right side to Anderson, who's open over there. Did not shoot. Comes back to Hislop. Guarded by Leonard. Comes out high to Francisco. Her shot partially blocked by Ebony Rowe on the floor. Loose ball picked up by Iceland Eli. Over to Kaysen. Pushes it quickly into the front court looking. Over to Courtney Jones. Jones to Kaysen. Three-pointer in the air. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by Francisco. Raiders' first attempt from three-point range today. Here's Francisco driving with a runner, no good. Rebound, Iceland Eli just grabs it away from Francisco to give it to the Lady Raiders. Jones underneath, Ebony Rowe, layup, she'll score. And that time, Ebony Rowe beat the defense down the floor, and Courtney Jones saw her. 14-8, James Madison. Here's Newman up to Hislop, just back of the center line. Back to Newman. Over it comes to Francisco. Back to Newman. He'll hand it to Hislop. Shot clock at 12 as Hislop starts the offense. Over on the right side to Anderson. Leonard guarding her. Anderson starts back toward the middle. Out front to Hislop. Shot clock at 2. Forced a long 3 and missed everything out of bounds. Raiders ball. Good defense that time. The Raider press slowed them down coming down the floor. And when they finally got in their offense, they only had 12 seconds on the shot clock. Raiders will bring it down as James Madison inserts some starters back in. Burkholder's back. New player in is number 3. Tie up. Get it. Gidgets. On the left side, it goes to Shanice Kaysen. Kaysen being pressed out front by Anderson, guarding her very closely. Those girls about the same size. If anything, Shanice is a little bit bigger. Driving through, Courtney Jones misses the shot, but she is fouled. And we'll check the call. Maybe Burkholder. It is Burkholder. That's her first. Team's first. And to the line, Courtney Jones shooting 2. 9:51 remaining first half. James Madison leading 14-8. Courtney Jones at the line. First of 2 is good. Team's leading scorer, averaging 18 a game, makes it a 14-9 James Madison lead. Now Francisco is out. One more for Courtney, and good. Courtney Jones knocks home 2 from the free throw line. 14-10, James Madison. Raiders press, across the line, Anderson. Anderson out near the center circle now, guarded by Kaysen. Right wing, it goes to Whitehurst. Iceland Eli misses the steal on number 3, and that's Kaysen taking the charge. The foul is on Gidgets, who tried to drive the lane after Eli missed a steal that left her open, but Kaysen stepped in there and took the charge. Raiders get the basketball. That's the second team foul against James Madison. And it is 14-10 Dukes. Kaysen right wing to Courtney Jones. Wheels it into the lane. Carried the ball. May have been fouled. Might have gotten a break there. Inside official called a foul. And it's going to be on Anderson. That will be her first. Team's third coming in. Hislop replaces Anderson for James Madison. Raiders did indeed get a break there. New 30-second clock. Ball in play to Ebony Rowe. Into the lane, back on the left wing to Lakin Leonard. Lakin comes on top to Eli. Iceland back to Kaysen. Kaysen backs it up between the circles. Right wing, Courtney Jones. Kaysen cuts through. Jones into the lane, loses the basketball and called for travel. That's twice she stumbled in the lane. First time she was lucky and a foul was called on the Dukes. This time not so lucky as she was called for steps. In backcourt, Gidgets. Over to Gill. Back to Gidgets. And a ball knocked free. Saved by Hislop. James Madison maintains possession. Hislop into the front court. Gives it over to Gill on the right side. Now she will put it up. Instead, drops it off inside to Whitehurst. She scores, and she is fouled. Whitehurst will go to the line. Ebony Rowe with the foul, her first. Number 21, Ebony Rowe. One shot coming for Lauren Whitehurst. That makes it 16-10. James Madison with 8:42 remaining in the first half. Whitehurst got her degree in psychology in May. Hits the free throw. 3-point play. 17-10. Janae Brinkley back in for the Raiders. Now James Madison sets up in a press. Ball into Ebony Rowe. Back to Courtney Jones. Up to Eli. Eli across to Lakin Leonard. Leonard. Pass deflected, loose, saved by Ebony Rowe. Back to Leonard on the right side, out front to Jones. Courtney puts it on the floor, bounces it to Janae Brinkley. Comes top of the key. Left corner, Jones open from three. It overshot it. And the ball out of bounds will go to James Madison. Coming back in for the Dukes is Nikki Newman, starting player for James Madison back in as Hislop will bring it down. Raiders in a 1-2-2 light press. Newman across the line. Double team near the end line. And a ball knocked out of bounds by Janae Brinkley as they were about to shoot a layup. Good defense. In fact, probably James Madison's Whitehurst probably overpassed. And Janae Brinkley got in there to break it up. Into Burkholder for a shot outside that's no good. Iceland Eli with the rebound. Across to Courtney Jones. Raiders down by seven. Left corner to Leonard. Looking inside. Coming back out front to Jones. Now left wing to Brinkley. Janae top of the key. Over to Lakin Leonard. Leonard deep on the right side. Drops the pass off to Ebony Rowe. And Whitehurst knocks it out of her hands and steals the ball. James Madison with the ball. Hislop in front court. Raiders down by seven. Not in sync yet in this game. To Gill on the left wing. Out front to Newman. Right to Hislop. Dropped it. Picked it up. Hislop comes to the free throw line. Out to Newman. Open three out there. That's way off the mark. And Burkholder fighting for it with Lakin Leonard. Off Burkholder. Raiders ball. And we'll have a media timeout. A Toots timeout. Toots, your home for good food and fun. 7:12 remaining in the first half. It's James Madison 17 and Middle Tennessee 10. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official health care providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
WGNS, AM-FM, online, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
From the Pirtle Howerton Broadcast Center here on Media Row, visit Pirtle Howerton Automotive today in Shelbyville, Tennessee. Raiders trailing 17-10 for Middle Tennessee, only 4 of 12 from the field for 33%, 0 of 2 from three-point range. James Madison, 7 of 16, 44%, 2 out of 3 from long distance, and out rebounding Middle Tennessee 10-7. Raiders 7 turnovers, James Madison 6 turnovers. Raiders to bring it down. Courtney Jones across the line. Mimi Ajanaku, who started today, back in. Iceland Eli, and she loses it out of bounds on a drive to the basket. And the Raiders will turn it over for the 8th time here in the first half. Ball into Newman. 2-2-1 press. Long pass across the line. Intercepted by Kiki Stewart. She's going to give it across the line to Courtney Jones. Raiders defense took it away. Turnover number 7 for James Madison. Eli working out front against Whitehurst. Into Ebony Rowe. Down low post. Can't get a shot. Newman knocks it out of her hands and out of bounds. And they give it to James Madison, saying Ebony was the last to touch the basketball. Here's Newman playing it into Whitehurst. Back to Newman. Bounce pass comes across. That's a bad pass. That's going out of bounds to Middle Tennessee. That was a new player in the game, Debbie Smith, a sophomore, threw the ball away. Turnover number 8 for James Madison, and the turnovers are even now. Lauren March checks in for Ebony Rowe in the Middle Tennessee lineup. Lauren March, 6'2", redshirt sophomore in the game. Ball goes right into her on the post, spinning with a little jump hook, and she will score. She hung on the rim and fell through. 17-12, James Madison, long pass coming down to Hislop, right side of 3, good. That's Smith, who just threw the ball away for them a moment ago, gets 3 points back, and it's 20-12, James Madison. Ball to Iceland Eli, working outside, drives the lane. Here she comes, all the way, shot no good. Rebound, Kiki drops in there. And not allowed. They wipe it off. I thought Kiki was fouled. I don't know what the... I'll get the foul call for you. But it's going the other way. Potential calls a 30-second timeout. They still haven't put that foul up. If indeed it was a foul, the ball has been given to James Madison out of bounds. Well, they must have called it on Kiki because she has a foul. And that would be the 15th foul on Middle Tennessee. James Madison leading by 8 with the basketball in backcourt. Ball coming in play to Whitehurst. Over to Newman. Back to Hislop. Across the center line. Double teams. Stolen. Courtney Jones cuts in front, steals the pass. Newman knocks it free. It's out of bounds. And it is off. Oops, they've called a foul on Lauren March. That'll be her first. Ebony Rowe back in. Lauren is out. Ball will go back to James Madison. In backcourt to Hislop. Up to Smith. Smith comes across the line. Got to watch her. She just hit a three a moment ago. Over to Hislop. Jumping 18-footer straight away. That is no good. Rebound to Mimi Ajanaku. Pushes the ball into the front court. 20-12. James Madison leading. Left side, Iceland Eli. Iceland, she's been a focus of attention for their defense today. Over to Kiki. Jumps an 18-footer and misses. Rebound battle for, taken by Newman. Newman will bring the dribble into the front court for James Madison. Stops, bounce pass in the lane to Whitehurst. Turns with a shot and scores. Whitehurst against Kiki Stewart. Takes it home with a good post move, and it's 22-12. And James Madison opens a double-digit lead. And Middle Tennessee has thrown the ball away. And the Raiders are not in sync and haven't been since the opening toss. Danae Brinkley coming in for Iceland Eli. In backcourt, James Madison will have it, leading by 10, 22-12. Anderson back in, Hislop out. Danae Brinkley back in for the Raiders. Ball into Anderson. Raiders in the double team pressure, and Brinkley knocks it free and ties her up. And it'll go to Middle Tennessee on the alternate possession arrow. Good job, Janae Brinkley, on the press. Here's the out of bounds play. Brinkley will put it in play to Courtney Jones in the left corner. Comes out to the wing on the dribble. Now comes back out front. Feeds it over to Mimi Ajanaku. Off a screen from Kiki Stewart. Mimi changes directions all the way. Shot blocked by Whitehurst. Raiders ball underneath. 15 on the shot clock. Ajanaku got in there on a nice drive, but Whitehurst blocked the shot away. Comes into Courtney Jones. Shot clock at 13. Into Ebony Rowe. She can't handle a pass. Picked up by Burkholder. She loses it, and Janae Brinkley kicks it out of bounds. So it's going to belong to James Madison. With 4:27 left in the half, 22-12, the Dukes lead it. Here's Anderson. Puts it in play to Burkholder. Out to Whitehurst. Into the lane to Anderson. Three on the way. Good. Replay. 25-12, James Madison leading. A little over 4 minutes left in the first half. Here's Courtney Jones on the left wing to Ajanaku, into Ebony Rowe. Spins in the lane, up for the shot, off the rim, and draws the foul. She'll go to the line. Maybe on Newman. It is on Newman. That is her first, team's fourth. And Ebony Rowe to the free throw line, shooting two. First one no good off the rim. Gidgets back in, a freshman for Whitehurst. 25-12, James Madison. Ebony's second shot off the rim, rebound Newman. Newman gives the ball to Anderson. Comes down the far side. Backs it up near the center line, guarded by Janae Brinkley. Anderson, Burkholder, almost shot a three there. Courtney Jones knocks the ball free, but Anderson gets it back. Anderson comes dribbling left. Anderson runs into trouble, loses the ball. Picked up by Brinkley to Courtney. Driving, blocked by Newman. Taken by Gidgets. And off it comes to Anderson. Anderson to Burkholder. In the lane, Newman can't handle it. Recovers it in the corner. Feeds it low to Gidgets. She drops it. And it goes out of bounds to Middle Tennessee. 3:19 remaining in the first half with the score. And with timeout, the score, James Madison 25 and Middle Tennessee 12. A Toots timeout. Toots, your home for good food and fun. Raiders trail by 13. We'll take a break. And back in a moment. Right here on the Blue Raider Network.
Take a break with Bunny Bread. With the soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread is baked with nutritious complex carbohydrates to give you the energy you need to get back in the game. Whether you're eating it for breakfast, a between-meal snack, or sandwiches while watching the Blue Raiders play, from the first slice to the last, Bunny Bread is a quick and delicious way to get nutrition, energy, and satisfaction. Bunny Bread, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
That's what I said. Bunny Bread.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
5-12 here with 3:19 remaining in the first half. From Harrisonburg, Virginia, and James Madison University's JMU Convocation Center. It's easier than ever to apply to Middle Tennessee State. A new website can answer all your questions, whether you're a first-time freshman, transfer student, or a re-enrollee. Check it out at apply2mtsu.com. That's apply2mtsu.com. Raiders ball in backcourt, trailing by 13, and now full-court pressure defense thrown up by James Madison into Ebony Rowe, over to Ajanaku into the front court. Mimi comes in, stops, feeds it out to Courtney Jones. Jones to Brinkley on the right side. Janae comes back outside to Courtney Jones. High post, Kiki Stewart looks inside, gives it to Ebony Rowe, pulled outside. Over to Courtney Jones, now back to Brinkley. Brinkley, Ajanaku right side, twisting and turning. Shot up and good by Mimi Ajanaku, who today made her first start as a Blue Raider. 25-14, James Madison. Burkholder out on the right wing has used her dribble. And Ajanaku knocks the ball free out of bounds. It'll go back to James Madison. Here's Newman back in, and Gidgets out for the Dukes. Here's Burkholder inbounding to Hislop. Brinkley guarding her out front. Out on the right wing, Whitehurst takes it on top to Newman. Swings it left to Gill. Gill backs it up on the dribble. Gill looking to go one-on-one. Now puts up a long three, misses. Fight for the rebound. Whitehurst comes out with it. Whitehurst back to Gill. Gill comes down the left side of the lane. Pumps it up, no good. Rebound out of bounds to Middle Tennessee. And the Raiders could certainly use a bucket here. Down 25-14 with 2:12 remaining in the first half. Courtney Jones to bring the ball down the floor. And Middle Tennessee has just never been able to get into a rhythm on offense at all here in the first half. Here's Ebony Rowe out on the left wing to Jones. Courtney gives it to Brinkley. Janae, Mimi Ajanaku back to Brinkley. Backs it up over to Courtney Jones. Shot clock down to 7. Courtney on the right side to Ebony Rowe. Jones, long three and off the rim. Rebound taken by Kiki Stewart and stolen from her by Burkholder. Here's Hislop in front court. Raiders down by 11. Burkholder to Newman. Over to Gill, driving through with a layup, and that was too easy. Gill went all the way through for a layup. 27-14. Gill has a quick first step. Over to Stewart, out on the right side. Back to Ebony Rowe. To Courtney Jones. Jones out to Brinkley. Janae comes driving left. I don't know if that was a shot or a pass, but Kiki Stewart recovered it. Now it's lost. Brinkley on the floor with it. And tied up. Timeout taken by Middle Tennessee. I guess the Raiders will have the ball back as Brinkley was on the floor trying to secure it and saw that she couldn't. Finally got her hands on it and called timeout. But only 7 left on the shot clock. And 57 seconds remaining in the first half. Mind you to stay tuned at halftime for our Middle Tennessee Medical Center halftime show. Also a reminder, you can read all about Blue Raider sports and this game in the Daily News Journal. The DNJ is Rutherford County's first source of news, sports, and much more. Visit dnj.com today. Raiders ball, 7 on the shot clock. Comes in play to Mimi Ajanaku. Needs to go one-on-one in the lane. Does. Twist. Turn. Jump. Shoots. And scores. Nice job. Mimi Ajanaku with the shot clock running down. 27-16. Raiders press. And now it's James Madison calls a timeout as they were obviously having difficulty with the Lady Raiders press. Reminder, we'll have Blue Raider basketball coming to you this afternoon as Coach Kermit Davis and the Raiders will take on Belmont in the championship game of the Inland Maui Classic Tournament at the Murphy Center. 3:30 is the scheduled start time, depending on the length of the opening game between Greensboro and Towson. Chip Walters will be on hand following our broadcast. There is more Blue Raider basketball today, so stay tuned. Ball coming into Whitehurst to Newman in backcourt. Raiders press, knock it free. It's out of bounds and went off Newman. Raiders will get the basketball in front court with 40 seconds left in the half. It'll be inbounded over in the far corner by Courtney Jones. Jones gets it in play to Brinkley, and Hislop knocks it out of bounds. Now it'll be on the side as Jones will put it in play. And to Iceland Eli. Eli, lob pass into the post, underneath. Rowe in the corner. Brinkley for 3, and she scores. Janae Brinkley out of the right corner. Needed that. And now we've got a foul on the Raiders who were pressing. Mimi Ajanaku commits the foul. That's her first. 27-19. That puts James Madison in the bonus. And going to the line will be Tariq Hislop. Shooting 1-1 with 27 seconds remaining in the half. The foul shot is no good. Rebound taken by Iceland Eli. Over to Courtney Jones. Raiders with the ball down by 8. And it's 27-19. Courtney's going to run some time off in the backcourt. They don't want James Madison to have the ball again in the first half. Ball right side to Eli. Underneath, they throw it away. Had Ajanaku breaking down the baseline, and the pass just went out of bounds. So now with 8 seconds left, James Madison does indeed get the ball back, and they lead 27-19. Comes into Hislop. Hislop pushes the dribble into front court over to Burkhurl. Wide open. Good. Three-pointer at the buzzer. You could see it coming. Burkholder set up over on the left wing. Wide open and hit the 3 at the buzzer. That'll make the halftime score. James Madison 30 and Middle Tennessee 19. Stay with us now. Our Middle Tennessee Medical Center halftime show will be coming up next following this timeout. Ron Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your go account at one of Ascend's 3 Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Ah, the backyard. It's your haven, your family gathering place. It's also where some great food is made. And at Backyard Burgers, it was our inspiration. So at Backyard Burgers, we only use the best ingredients for our sandwiches, like 1/3-pound black Angus beef burgers and juicy chicken breasts, all cooked over an open flame, then topped with the freshest, most flavorful toppings. Because in your backyard, you wouldn't have it any other way, and neither would we. The traditions of the backyard are going strong at Backyard Burgers. Come in for a cookout today.
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
Electronic Express, your official Blue Raider electronics store. With more name brands, the best selection, the best service, and the lowest prices guaranteed on all high-definition TVs from Sony, Samsung, Panasonic, Sharp, Toshiba, LG, and more. Follow all the Blue Raider action this season with an LG 42-inch high-definition TV for only $499. Plus, get free financing for 12 months on all HD TVs, $399 and up. Electronic Express, your official Blue Raider electronics store.
From Maryville to Memphis, son, you better get this. Everywhere you go, I'm going to be there, too. I'll be there in all good. Berry Hill and Brentwood, you can bet your buckle I'll be looking for you. Up in Nashville, I will find you. Down in Dixon, I'll be there. Out in Dover, pulling you over. Like your mama said, you better best beware.
Wherever you go in Tennessee, if you're driving under the influence, you're going to get nailed. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Beware.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM-FM, online.
Welcome back to the JMU Convocation Center, Harrisonburg, Virginia, the campus of James Madison University. It's time for our Middle Tennessee Medical Center halftime show, brought to you by Middle Tennessee Medical Center, MTMC. We are here for live. The Lady Raiders gone to the locker room, down by 11 points at halftime to the James Madison Dukes. The score 30-19, and certainly not one of the Raiders' best first halves in recent history, as they were unable to get their offense going in the first half. The defense, the full court pressure defense was well. The half court defense, not so good. But still, Middle Tennessee with a deficit that they can't overcome. If they can get some continuity on offense in the second half. Raiders jumped out to a 4-2 lead early, but then trailed 10-4 at the 15:59 mark. JMU led 14-6 at the 11:44 mark of the first half. It was 17-10, James Madison, with 7:12 left. Final media break saw James Madison leading by 13. 25-12, and here at halftime, it is 30-19. Middle Tennessee had cut it to 8 and had the ball with time running out in the first half, but lost it on a turnover, and JMU's Kirby Burkholder spotted up on the left wing and sunk a 3-point shot at the buzzer to end the first half with a score, James Madison 30 and Middle Tennessee 19. We'll check the Roscoe Brown Heating and Air halftime stats for you and have more when we come back. Again, halftime with a score, James Madison 30, Middle Tennessee 19. You're listening to the Middle Tennessee Medical Center halftime show from Nelligan Sports, and you're on the Blue Raider Network. Back after this.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you search with the Real Yellow Pages, you get more than a contractor. You get a whole new curb appeal. It's not just getting directions to a dry cleaner with YP.com. It's rescuing an old favorite from the back of the closet. And it's more than finding a locksmith with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting to sleep in your own bed. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile, only from AT&T.
First Tennessee has lending options for any number of dreams, including dream number 111, turning home sweet home into home sweet bigger home. So whether you want money for a home project, education, or consolidating debt, we'll offer lending solutions for any opportunity. This kind of service must be why 96% of our customers would recommend us to family and friends. Plus, after you close on your loan, you'll get a free gift. For more information, visit a financial center or firsttennessee.com/dreamloan.
Hey, Jim, read on your status. You're about to play the new Money, Money, Money instant game. Did you win?
Oh, I haven't played it yet.
What are you waiting for?
Well, I'll only play when I feel enough people are supporting me. And last time I looked, only 4 people liked my status. And I had 1 comment. Win some money, money, money for me. I need at least 7 comments.
Instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Play them in your own way. And now you can play the newest instant games. Wild Eights, Money, 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 and 7 Times Lucky. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
The Chick-fil-A update. The BCC, the Bovine Communications Committee, has banned the use of the word beef on commercial airwaves. Cows call it the B word, ends in F, 2 E's in the middle. Phrases like where's the beef are now punishable with random electric cattle prodding. Should you ever say beef or crave beef, head to Chick-fil-A. Then think good thoughts and eat good things, like the original chicken sandwich, a tender, juicy breast of chicken placed on a hot buttered bun with 2 crucial pickles. I've got no beef with that. Chick-fil-A. We didn't invent the chicken, just the chicken sandwich.
Every day, girls come into Shane Company holding bridal magazine ads from a jewelry designer with one of the rings circled in red. They come to Shane Company because they know that when they show us a designer brand name ring that they really like, we'll show them a dozen rings that both fit her taste and have that look. Ours are also designed by world-class designers. Shane Company customers refuse to pay the 30% premium that designer brand names command. Also, Shane Company customers insist on a ring that's truly unique. By not being featured in magazines, there aren't thousands of the identical ring on other women's fingers. You'll see why more couples buy their engagement rings from Shane Company than at any other jeweler in town.
Shane Company, direct diamond importers, in Franklin, just west of I-65 at Cool Springs Boulevard.
For more details, visit mtsunews.com.
Middle Tennessee 19. Time now to take a look at our halftime stats brought to you by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air. There are a few things in life you can depend on. Roscoe Brown is one of them. James Madison as a team, 12 of 25 from the field, 5 of 7 from three-point range, and 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Duke shooting 48% from the field. Middle Tennessee 8 of 21, 38%, 1 of 4 from 3-point and 2 of 4 at the foul line. Raiders shooting 38% from the field. Rebound totals, James Madison 15, Middle Tennessee 12. Turnovers are even at 12 apiece, and the Raiders, of their 12 turnovers, 2 of those have been shot clock violations. 1 shot clock violation for James Madison. Points in the paint. CertaPro Painters points in the paint in the first half. Middle Tennessee with 14 and James Madison 10. CertaPro Painters of Murfreesboro, high quality work and professional service. CertaPro Painters bringing you points in the paint. And the Raiders have an edge in that department, but not in many others, as they trail at halftime by a score of 30-19. I'm sure Coach Ensel is going to use every second he's allotted at halftime to try and get this team straightened out and back on the right foot going into the second half, trailing by 11 points here on a Sunday afternoon. Trip has been good so far, with exception of the first half. Raiders flew into Charlotte had a fairly lengthy layover there yesterday and then connected to Charlottesville and then about a one-hour bus ride from there to Harrisonburg. Actually, a very beautiful drive through the Shenandoah Valley late yesterday afternoon. And most of us were, I think most of the players were sleeping, but some of us were listening to Middle Tennessee football as the Raiders dropped a 45-19 decision to Arkansas State, but we were able to hear it on the bus going through the Shenandoah Valley. We'll take a break and be back with second half action right after this timeout. From Nelligan Sports, you're on the Blue Raider Network.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs, and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Hi, this is Belinda Arender of F&M Mortgage. Purchasing a home can be one of the most thrilling experiences of a lifetime. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, moving up to a larger home, or refinancing your current home, you'll find F&M Mortgage is here to help you every step of the way. F&M Mortgage is located at 1639 Medical Center Parkway here in Murfreesboro. Call us today at 800-999-8999 or find us online at myfmbank.com.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 518-158.
Score throughout the season with authentic family recipes at an authentic family value at Demas's Restaurants. We serve dozens of dishes for under $10, including our oven-baked chicken, 7-ounce sirloin, burgers, spaghetti with your choice of 11 sauces, and our famous $4.25 lunch special, all made fresh every day. For the full menu, visit DemasRestaurants.com. Demas's Restaurants, where our family has been serving the MTSU family for over 20 years.
Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers opened their first location in 1967. Since that time, technology has changed the equipment for both collision repair and basketball. Bradshaw's has the latest technology required to safely repair today's complex intelligent cars. They'll meet or exceed your expectations every time. Dedicated people, the best equipment, and years of experience make Bradshaw's a winning team. If your vehicle receives a charging foul, choose the best repair possible. Call Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, your home team for collision repairs. Choice of Blue Raider Athletics.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
It's about time for our second half to get underway. Middle Tennessee trailing James Madison 30-19 at halftime. Today's broadcast brought to you in part by the Learning Circle, Middle Tennessee's largest educational supply showroom. The Learning Circle is located on South Church Street in Murfreesboro, next to Toots, which, of course, is your home for good food and fun. James Madison will have the basketball first to start the second half. That determined by the alternate possession arrow. Remember, Blue Raider basketball this afternoon as the Raiders take on Belmont for the championship of the inland portion of the Maui Invitational. Tip-off time scheduled around 3:30 at the historic Murphy Center. Tennessee will have Diamond Rayner starting the second half, along with Ebony Rowe and Iceland Eli, Courtney Jones, and Janae Brinkley. The ball put in play to Terry Hislop for James Madison. Over on the left wing to Burkholder. Top of the key to Whitehurst. She drops it. Diamond Rainer jumps on it for Middle Tennessee. Comes up with the ball. Long pass to Ebony Rowe. Rowe to Brinkley in the right corner. Back out front it goes to Courtney Jones. Jones to Brinkley on the left wing. Starts in. Inside to Diamond Rainer. Spins with a shot. Blocked out of bounds by Whitehurst. Raiders haven't been able to get much inside, although they did have 14 CertaPro Painter points in the paint in the first half. It's into Ebony Rowe. Out of bounds play. Blocked again. And again, it goes out of bounds to the Raiders. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. It'll be inbounded by Janae Brinkley. Into Courtney Jones, right wing. Wheels back into the lane area. Backs it up. Shot clock's down to 7. Over to Ebony Rowe. Spins inside. Up with a shot. Blocked. Picked up by Diamond Rainer. Blocked. They got 4 blocked shots. I know there was a lot of contact inside, but no whistle. And the ball goes to James Madison. Hislop drives it in toward the lane. Circles back out front around a screen from Newman. 30-19, James Madison by 11. Second half just underway. Glad to have you with us. Wherever you might be listening today, the ball to Newman, top of the key. Oh, your station break. Try to get it in at the next opportunity. Is into Whitehurst. Turnaround jumper is good by Whitehurst, and she was 10, 12 feet away from the basket. 32-19, James Madison extends the lead to 13. Brinkley out on top to Ebony Rowe. Iceland Eli inside. Diamond Rainer, jump hook and goes. Yeah, Diamond Rainer with a basket. A little left-hand hook in the lane to make it 32-21. In backcourt, this is Gill. Raiders in the press. Newman. Newman almost walked. She did walk. Put the ball on her hip and traveled. Raiders force a turnover. That is the one thing that's gone well for Middle Tennessee today is the press. They've been able to force a lot of turnovers, but then on the other side of the ledger, they've turned it over a lot themselves. Skip pass inside. Ebony Rowe fouled by Burkholder, number 20. Very obvious foul there. And Ebony will go to the line. And on Burkholder, foul number 2. Ebony Rowe to the free throw line where she will shoot 2. 6 first half points for Ebony. 0 for 2 at the line in the ball game. Looking right into the teeth of that James Madison band, which is a very active unit up there on the balcony right above the Blue Raider basket. She misses the first free throw. Second shot. Up and also missed. Janae Brinkley got the rebound, missed the putback, and the rebound taken by Whitehurst. Hislop in backcourt pushes it across the line. Backs it up now out. And feeds it on the wing to Gill, who drives the baseline and overshot it. No good. Rebound, loose ball on the floor, picked up by Hislop, double teamed and fouled. Either Brinkley or Courtney Jones gets the foul. It's on Janae Brinkley. That's her second. First foul of the second half on the Raiders. 32-21, James Madison. They maintain the 11-point lead they had at intermission. Ball comes to Gill. Gill guarded out front by Eli to Whitehurst. Whitehurst comes back to Hislop. Brinkley guarding Hislop. Drives it down the right side of the lane. There's another foul on Janae Brinkley. That'll be 3 on her. Coming back in, Mimi Ajanaku. Brinkley is out. 17-26 left in the game. Raiders down by 11. Here is Hislop to inbound it. Puts it in play to Whitehurst. Jumps in the lane and scores. She just stationed herself right in front of the basket. And the pass was perfect. 34-21, James Madison. Jonaku on the right wing underneath the Iceland Eli. Spins with a shot. No good. Taken by Ebony Rowe. Hooks it back up and scores. Ebony Rowe scores off the offensive rebound. 34-23. Raiders 2-2-1 zone press. Newman in backcourt. Double team. Ball knocked free. Intercepted by Eli and she's fouled. That was Gill on the foul. That's her first. Team second. Raiders got the ball in front court, down by 11. As Courtney Jones will inbound. Lob pass to Ebony Rowe. Double teamed under the basket, out of position to shoot. Out it comes to Jones. Courtney on the left wing to Ajanaku. She'll drive down the baseline, and she is fouled. Check the call there. Foul was on 22 Hislop. That's her first. Third team foul. Out of bounds play under the basket. Jones looking. Got it into Ajanaku. Mimi hands it back to Courtney Jones. Comes back out front. Back to Ajanaku on the left wing. Looking inside. Feeds. Tried to feed Eli, and Gill came in and pushed Eli, and that's her second foul. Fourth team foul on James Madison. And again, Raiders get an out-of-bounds play under the basket. Like to see a score on one of these. In the corner of Jonaku, back to Jones. She drives it in the lane. Pull up 15-footer off the back of the rim. And out-of-bounds off Eli. Iceland said she didn't touch it. But they're going to give it to James Madison anyway. Newman to Hislop. Hislop in backcourt. Lowers her head, drives it across the center line, shovels it in the corner to Gill. Back to Hislop. Long cross court to Newman, who's open, but covered then and lost the ball, but Hislop got it back. Ajanaku almost came up with a steal. Hislop outside with eight on the shot clock. Changes directions. Foul called on Ajanaku. That bailed him out. Mimi picks up her second foul. They'll get it out of bounds with a fresh shot clock. With 16:01 to play, we'll have a media break coming up with the next dead ball, and maybe we can get that station break in to you. Ball coming into Gill. Gill guarded by Eli, working outside. Raiders run and jump and double up Gill, and she calls a timeout. So we will have a full media break here with 15:51 to play. Timeout on the floor with a score. James Madison 34, Middle Tennessee 23. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
I am so hungry. I gotta get something to eat, and I have another class in like 30 minutes.
Hey, if you're gonna be on campus, eat on campus. MT Dining Services has 7 different locations and tons of food choices to meet whatever you're craving.
You're right. Why waste gas, money, or time trying to go off campus when there's so much to eat at MTSU? Thanks.
No problem. Just use your Flexbox and go get me some Quiznos. And remember, when Blue Raiders gotta eat, MT Dining is there.
For more information about MT Dining Services, visit KUC Building Room 204 or online at mtdining.com.
First Tennessee has lending options for any number of dreams, including dream number 111, turning home sweet home into home sweet bigger home. So whether you want money for a home project, education, or consolidating debt, we'll offer lending solutions for any opportunity. This kind of service must be why 96% of our customers would recommend us to family and friends. Plus, after you close on your loan, you'll get a free gift. For more information, visit a financial center or firsttennessee.com/dreamloan.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM.
James Madison now will get that station break in for you. 15:51 to play. James Madison leading 34-23. Right now, 15 seconds. By telling you, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball.
Middle Tennessee football and basketball games are right here. This is Chip Walters on Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Let's go, Blue!
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
James Madison inbounds the ball in front court. This is Burkholder on the right side, guarded by Courtney Jones. Gives it to Hislop, in with a shot. No good, and the rebound out of bounds. And now we've got a media timeout. It'll be James Madison's ball under their basket. And we'll take another break here with 15:38 to play in the first half. The other timeout was a call timeout. This is the media break. So we'll call it a Toots timeout. Toots, your home for good food and fun. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball right here on the Blue Raider Network.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit. Anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. Which means that every time you drink a Pepsi, you do more than refresh yourself. You refresh the world. So the next time you're standing in front of a soda machine debating between this cola and that cola, choose the cola that hooked up music students in Spokane with a new set of instruments. When you're reaching into a cooler full of ice at your buddy's barbecue, choose the soda that gave every graduating senior at Nottoway Valley High a scholarship. If you're feeling indecisive in the soda aisle, choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
WGNS, AM, FM, online. Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Basketball coming to you on a Sunday afternoon from the James Madison University Convocation Center, where they have won 12 straight contests. The last loss was to Duke last season. 34-23 James Madison. And the Dukes have it out of bounds under their basket. Here's Burkholder to play it in the corner to Whitehurst, out front to Newman. Back to Hislop outside to Burkholder, started to shoot a three. Back it comes to Hislop. She'll jump from 18 in the circle, no good. And the rebound grabbed by Gill, who travels. Raiders ball in backcourt. Now James Madison is going to press. Kiki Stewart will check back in. And Diamond Rayner is out. Diamond started the second half. Here's Courtney Jones, Ajanaku, Eli. They break the press, get it in the front court. Eli comes back out to Jones. Courtney over to Mimi Ajanaku on the right side. Top of the key, back to Courtney Jones. Inside to Ebony Rowe. Backs in, turns, spins off the glass, scores. Ebony now with 10 points. 34-25. Long three right side. Good by Burkholder. So the Raiders get it back under double digits. And then Burkholder, who hit the shot right before halftime, comes down and buries another three. 37-25, James Madison. Raiders work on the offensive end. Ajanaku to Courtney Jones. Ebony Rowe spins in the lane, shoots over Newman and scores. Two in a row for Ebony Rowe, and it's 37-27. And now James Madison loses the ball out of bounds against the Raider press, and the Raiders will have it down by 10. 14-27 remaining in the ball game. Courtney Jones to bring it down. Works across the line against Hislop. Ajanaku on the right wing. Dribbles top of the key. Right side, Iceland Eli down the baseline. Off the glass, overshot it, missed it. Got her own rebound, lost it, and Newman comes up with it. Newman to Hislop. Francisco drives with a layup and misses, and Iceland Eli, the rebound for the Raiders, over to Ajanaku. Long pass to Ebony Rowe. Just barely saved it from going out of bounds. Got it back to Ajanaku. Out front it goes to Courtney Jones. Jones to Mimi Ajanaku on the left wing. Comes top of the key. Looks inside. Nobody available. Eli, pass intercepted. Tried to get it into Ebony Rowe. Probably would have been better shooting the ball herself. So James Madison with another takeaway. Ball to Francisco on the left wing. On top to Newman. Over to Hislop. Hislop has the ball knocked out of bounds. It belongs to James Madison with 12 on the shot clock. Coming back in, Anderson, the little 5'5 junior guard, and Hislop is out. Lauren March for Kiki Stewart, Lakin Leonard for Iceland Eli. Here is Francisco. Shovels it into Whitehurst. Out front to Anderson. Anderson guarded out there by Ajanaku. Anderson drives the lane. Shot came off the bottom of the rim, out of bounds. And it's the Raiders' ball with 13:03 to play. James Madison leading by 10, 37, 227. Courtney Jones will bring it down for the Raiders, who had the lead cut under 10 only once in this half. And that didn't last but 5 seconds before James Madison got a three-pointer. Ball coming into Ebony Rowe, and a holding foul on Newman. She's been guarding Ebony most of the game. Second foul on Newman. Raiders ball out of bounds, under the basket. In it comes to Ebony Rowe. One-on-one against Newman. Bounces it away to Lakin Leonard out on the right wing. Comes back on top to Lauren March. March pass goes off the foot of Whitehurst. Unfortunately, she's called for kicking the ball. Just deflected it with her foot. Raiders will have it out of bounds. Ebony Rowe is going to play it in with 20 on the shot clock. He'll come in play to Courtney Jones. Jones into Ebony Rowe. One-on-one against Newman. In the lane. Double team. Spin. Shoots. And it rolls over the rim. No good. Rebound Whitehurst. Off to Anderson. Anderson in front court. Anderson works outside. Guarded by Ajanaku. Over to Burkholder. Burkholder almost lost the ball. Bad pass into the post, and the ball tied up. It'll go to Middle Tennessee on the alternate possession. 12:13 to play in the first half. Still a 10-point James Madison lead, 37-27. Points have been at a premium today for both teams, particularly for Middle Tennessee. Here's Jones to Ajanaku on the left wing into Ebony Rowe. Against Newman, can't shoot. Back to Lakin Leonard, penetrates to the foul line, over to Ajanaku, backs it in, and it's knocked out of bounds by Whitehurst. And there's the second media timeout of the first half, 11:55 to play in the ball game with the score, James Madison 37, Middle Tennessee 27. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball right here on the Blue Raider Network.
Lightning's Locker Room, now on campus, off campus, and online. Blue Raider fans have more choices than ever to go blue. Your on-campus location is near Gate 2 in Floyd Stadium, open on Friday and Saturday. A new off-campus facility at 910 Ridgely Road, Suite B, just off Northwest Broad Street, is open Monday through Friday and always online at mtsutees.com. More locations, more merchandise, and great Blue Raider values at Lightning's LockerRoom.com.
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
James Madison leading. Attendance today, 1,703. All put in play by the Raiders. In the right corner, Courtney Jones. Works it down low to Ebony Rowe. Up with the left hand, it rolled over the rim, came completely over the rim and off on the other side. And James Madison rebounds, works it in the front court. Here's Anderson working outside against Ajanaku. Works it right wing. Courtney Jones deflects it, and it goes off Hislop out of bounds. Raiders' aggressive defense forces a turnover. Middle Tennessee's ball in backcourt. Here comes Gill back in for Anderson for the Dukes. Courtney Jones to bring it down. Raiders down 10. Ajanaku on the right wing. Looking inside for Ebony Rowe. Not available. She pulls out, takes the pass. Left side, Lake and Leonard. Three in the air, and she scores. 3 points. Three by Lake and Leonard to make it 37-30. James Madison down the floor. Newman right side. Back to Francisco. Driving in the lane. No good. Rebound, Ebony Rowe. Rowe, long pass up to Courtney Jones. Jones comes right, drives the lane, hit with a layup, scores! Raiders with back-to-back buckets, 37-32, and pressing. Here comes Hislop, reaching foul on Mimi Ajanaku. That'll be three on Mimi. Fourth team foul of the second half. James Madison will get the ball out of bounds. And now the Raiders have cut the lead to five with 10:41 to play. They'll get it in backcourt. Newman will inbound it to Hislop. Here's Hislop. Works around a screen from Newman. Drives in the lane. Fouled. It's either Ajanaku or Ebony Rowe. It's on Mimi, and that's four on her. And Hislop will go to the line. Tariq Hislop will have two shots. Tariq Hislop at the line, two shots. First one is good. Janae Brinkley back in for Mimi Ajanaku, who picked up her fourth foul. It is 38-32. One more for Hislop. And good again. 39-32, James Madison. Now they're going to go into the press business. Pass across the line to Ebony Rowe. Double teamed at the center line and gets it over to Courtney Jones. Drives the lane all the way. Layup, good. Courtney Jones took it all the way. 39-34. Raiders jump into their press. Middle Tennessee has cut it to five here in the second half. Hislop double team, got it over to Newman. Newman long pass, stolen. Lauren March cut in front of Gill and stole it over to Brinkley. Janae on the right side. Long pass intercepted by Gill. Raiders turn it back over. Gill across the line. Middle Tennessee. And there's an over and back on Gill as she was pressured out front by Courtney Jones. Dribbled it back across the center line. Middle Tennessee got a little anxious after that steal and turned it over, but they get it back with 9:51 to play. 39-34. In the corner it goes to Lauren March. Oh, good pass underneath, but deflected out of bounds by Newman. Raiders have it under the goal. And it'll be Janae Brinkley to play it in. Needs to get it in bounds, gets it in to Lauren March. Out of the corner, drives into the lane, spins in the lane, jumps, no good, and draws the foul. She'll go to the line. Whitehurst gets her first foul. Sixth team foul on James Madison. Lauren March to the free throw line, shooting two. 6'2", sophomore out of Lewisburg. Free throw number one, no good. 39-34. All these points are meaningful in this close a ball game. And the second one, no good. Missed them both. Raiders have missed six free throws tonight out of eight. Two out of eight at the foul line. Newman, Gill outside, starts a drive, pumps it up inside and scores. Nice offensive move by Gill. 41-34, James Madison. Courtney Jones on the left wing to Janae Brinkley. Brinkley out to Lauren March. Top of the key. Over to Blake and Leonard for three. No good. Long rebound taken by Whitehurst. To Hislop. Hislop across the line. James Madison working with a seven-point lead. Gill, a long three, no good. Rebound taken by Lauren March. She's going to bring it down and into front court. Hand it off to Courtney Jones. Raiders down seven, need a basket. Here's Janae Brinkley. Out to Ebony Rowe, pulled outside. Blake and Leonard on the right wing. Comes back to the middle, shovels it off to Courtney Jones. She drops it, picks it up, shot clock down to five. Courtney under to Ebony, and she lost it out of bounds. A little bit anxious to get her hands on the basketball, and the ball out of bounds to James Madison. Iceland Eli going to check back in for the Raiders for Lauren March. James Madison gets the ball. And to Gidgets, who just came in for Whitehurst. Now to Burkholder, over to Gill. Gill drives the lane, feeds it on the right side. Gidgets up with a shot. She'll score. Freshman. 43-34, James Madison. Here's Courtney Jones working out front. Over on the left wing to Brinkley. Janae comes back to the middle. Bounces right side to Courtney Jones. Drives it into the lane. Tries to feed it under. Intercepted by Newman. Over to Hislop. She'll drive. And a foul. Maybe on Lake and Leonard. Yep, Lake and Leonard picks up the foul. That's her second. And a media timeout with 7:47 remaining in this ball game, with timeout to score. James Madison 43, Middle Tennessee 34. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Every day, girls come into Shane Company holding bridal magazine ads from a jewelry designer with one of the rings circled in red. They come to Shane Company because they know that when they show us a designer brand name ring that they really like, we'll show them a dozen rings that both fit her taste and have that look. Ours are also designed by world-class designers. Shane Company customers refuse to pay the 30% premium that designer brand names command. Also, Shane Company customers insist on a ring that's truly unique. By not being featured in magazines, there aren't thousands of the identical ring on other women's fingers. You'll see why more couples buy their engagement rings from Shane Company than at any other jeweler in town.
Shane Company, direct diamond importers, in Franklin, just west of I-65 at Cool Springs Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
James Madison leading by a score of 43-34. Today's game brought to you in part by McCarter, Ketron & East Law Firm, providing fearless legal representation. When you need a big decision to go your way, contact mcelaw.com. They're on the public square in Murfreesboro. Raiders are shooting 15 of 38 for 40%, 7 of 17 in the second half. James Madison, 17 of 38, 45%. For the game. Ball coming in play to Gill. Jumping right side of the lane. No good. Air ball. And a foul. Didn't see that, but the guy with the whistle did. I have no idea who he called it on. Shanice Kaysen, she just came back in the game. Picks up a foul. And Gill to the free throw line. Jasmine Gill, transfer from Boston College, set out last year. She has 8 points today. Up to the line with 7:45 to play, and the first foul shot is good. One more for Gill, and that one is also good. Now the lead is 11, which was the halftime margin for James Madison. Denise Kaysen works bounce pass right side to Courtney Jones. Under to Ebony Rowe. Missed the shot. Rebound Gill. Breaks down in the front court. Pulls up from 16 and scores. 47-34. Timeout Middle Tennessee. This will be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here as the Raiders down by 13. Sudsy's Unlimited Car Wash Club starts for as little as $12.99 a month for the basic wash and $19.99 a month for the top-of-the-line platinum wash. As many times as you want. Visit anytime during basketball season and tell them you heard it on the Blue Raider Network, and your first month is free, and that's unlimited washing. Not a bad deal. Take advantage of it. Sudsy's Car Wash. 47-34. Raiders down by 13. Shanice Kaysen to bring it down for Middle Tennessee. Kaysen in front court. Bounce pass left wing to Courtney Jones. Jones inside. Ebony Rowe. And deflected out of bounds by Burkholder. It'll be the Raiders ball under the basket. Here's Ebony Rowe to play it in. In the corner to Kaysen. Kaysen drives into the lane. Feeds it right side to Eli. Driving through. Fouled on the shot. Foul is on Gill. I'm sorry, it's on Gidgets. Picked up her second foul. Seventh team foul, but this will be a two-shot free throw for Iceland Eli. Free throw, no good. In and out. That's her first miss of the season. She had been 10 out of 10 until that shot. Gidget out. And Whitehurst back in. Eli, who's been held to 2 points today. Second shot up, no good. Missed them both. Rebound taken by Gill. Almost another over and back. Now over to Hislop and back to Gill. Gill, now we've got a foul on Kaysen for fouling Hislop, I think. Now, Shanice, that's number three. 1-1 coming for Hislop. Both teams in the bonus now with 6:57 to play. Foul shot good. She'll get one more. 48-34. Misses this one. Ebony Rowe the rebound. At 14 points, this is the largest lead for James Madison. Ball to Courtney Jones on the right wing. Cross court, it goes to Iceland Eli, under to Ebony Rowe, and fouled by Whitehurst. The foul they refused to call early in the game. They call it now. Ebony will go to the line. She is 0 for 4 at the free throw line. Up there, I thought that was going to be a two-shot foul, but she didn't have possession yet, so it's a 1-1. And missed it. Whitehurst the rebound. 48-34. James Madison leading with the ball. Hislop works outside. Drives it down to the baseline. Blocked by Rowe and taken by Ebony Rowe. Cross to Jones. Courtney coming to the left side. Eli wide open layup. She'll score. On the assist from Courtney Jones. Raiders good transition break. 48-36. Here's Hislop pulling up for a 19-footer that's missed. Rebound Whitehurst. Fall away. No good. Rebound Burkholder. She scores. 50-36. James Madison. 5:59 to play. Courtney Jones tried to bounce it into the post, and it's deflected by Burkholder. He called a kick. Raiders get it out of bounds. Side front court. Kiki Stewart's going to check back in for Ebony Rowe. Number 42, Kiki Stewart. Into Kaysen in the right corner. Back to Jones. Three-pointers. Courtney, no good. Rebound, Burkholder to Hayslip. Or Hislip it is. Out to Gill. 5:39 to play. Gill's going to drive the lane. Jumps it up inside. No good. Raiders had nobody in there to rebound, but fortunately it went out of bounds off James Madison. Gidget's back in for Newman. Ajonaku coming back in for the Raiders. Should be in there for Lakin Leonard. 5:33 to play. Kaysen will bring it down. Left side, it goes to Jones, to Ajonaku. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken by Burkholder. Off to Hislop. Just over 5 minutes to play, and the Raiders down by 14. Right side, Burkholder. Burkholder out in the middle. To Gill, pull-up three-pointer is no good. And the rebound saved by Burkholder. Over to Hislop. Back to Gill. Gill holding deep on the right side, guarded by Ajonaku. Backs it up a couple of dribbles. Shot clock is at 17. Backs it up some more. Still on the floor with it. Coming left now, into the lane. And a foul is going to be called on Kiki Stewart. Or on Iceland Eli. I guess it's on Eli. Her first. Gill at the line where she's 2 for 2. Has a one and, well, they're going to call it a two-shot foul. Misses the first one. In for the Raiders, Lauren March and Janae Brinkley. Coach Ensel's tried a lot of different combinations today and still searching. One more for Gill. Missed them both. Rebound taken by Eli. Over to Courtney Jones. Right side, it goes to Ajonaku. Down to Iceland Eli against Newman. Backs her in. Off the glass. Overshot it. They didn't call that foul. And the rebound taken by James Madison. Gill on a driving layup will score. 52-36. Largest lead of the game for the Dukes. Ajonaku out of the left wing. On top to Lauren March. Back to Courtney Jones. Comes driving right. And they spotted that one on Burkholder, her third. Media timeout with 3:53 to play. Timeout on the floor with a score. James Madison, 52. Middle Tennessee, 36. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball right here on the Blue Raider Network.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks. I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents Mel Adams and Jeannie Ullman.
Attention Blue Raider fans, start next year's housing hunt today. Visit www.mtstudenthousing.com to connect with Murfreesboro's premier student apartments, University Gables, Raiders Crossing, and the Woods at Greenland. Between updated amenities, awesome locations, and great values, you'll find the perfect place to call home next year at www.mtstudenthousing.com. Pay less, play more, and walk to class. Visit www.mtstudenthousing.com.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM/FM, online.
Raiders trail here by a score of 52-36. 3:53 to play. Courtney Jones at the free throw line. She's 2 for 2 tonight. Foul shot no good. Even the good shooters can't make a free throw. One more for Courtney. Up there. No good. Missed them both. Rebound Burkholder. Eli and Courtney Jones have combined to miss 4 straight. Steal. Iceland Eli drives it in to score. Raiders score off the press. 38-52. They're down 14. Here's Newman driving it all the way. Feeds Francisco, and she will drive it in for a layup. 54-38. James Madison. Bounce pass left wing to Mimi Ajanaku. Out to Lauren March. Backs it into the circle. Comes back out to Courtney Jones in the corner. Three-pointer way and no good. Rebound. Lauren March got it off the offensive boards. And I don't know what the call is, but they give it to James Madison. I didn't see the signal. I don't know what the call was. There's no foul call. Ball coming in play to Hislop. Newman. Newman in backcourt has used up her dribble. Brinkley pressing her over to Burkholder. And a foul on 22. They call a foul on Hislop? Well, I haven't really understood this officiating crew's signals and decisions or non-decisions from the opening tip, but and there's another one. I don't know what that call was. It's going to be James Madison's ball. The official signal 2-2, but we don't have a 22. And they do, but he gives it, and maybe Ajanaku is the only player close to the James Madison player, but she's still in the game. She's got 4 fouls. Here comes Newman, twisting and turning in the lane, missed the shot. And now they're going to call a foul as Iceland Eli got the rebound. So with 2:42 to play in the game, just about in the win column for James Madison, they're going to start calling some fouls inside on the Dukes. Eli at the line. Missed her first 2 free throws, her first 2 misses of the season. And this one good. 54-39. .242 to play. Second shot. Good. .54-40. James Madison with the ball in backcourt. Raiders pressing. Here's Newman. Burkholder. Gill driving in. Up, no good. Foul, no foul. What's the call? There's a whistle. And again, I don't know what the call was, but it's going to be out of bounds to James Madison under the basket. They may have called a walk on the Raiders. Hislop will inbound. Bounce pass coming into Whitehurst. Gill drives the lane up with the left hand. And a foul called on Lauren March. Her second. Gill at the line. Shooting 2. She's 2 out of 4 today. 54-40. Shot no good off the front of the rim. Raiders have Jones, Ajanaku, Lauren March, Brinkley, and Iceland Eli. Second shot good. 15 points for Jasmine Gill. 55 40. Here's Ajanaku outside on the post to Lauren Marks. Spins inside, turns, shot blocked by Whitehurst, and that was a good call. Whitehurst got her hand on top of the basketball. It'll go to the Raiders out of bounds. Lakin Leonard will come in for Mimi Ajanaku. Ball into Eli. Wheels inside, fouled by Newman. And Eisen will go to the line to shoot two. Again, a foul that was not called for 30 minutes or so in the game. Called now in the final 2 minutes. Free throw good. One more. 55-41. Eli with nine, looking for 10 on this free throw attempt. Up and good. Raiders two players in double figures now. 55-42, impressing. Steal. Iceland misses a layup, and it goes out of bounds to James Madison. Eli got in with a layup, but missed it. Newman will inbound. Newman plays it into Gill. Gill across the line, almost threw it away. Saved by Burkholder, and they call a timeout. Timeout, James Madison. 1:53 to play. 55-42, James Madison. We'll keep it here. Remind you that our First Tennessee postgame show will be coming your way next. Brought to you, of course, by First Tennessee Bank. I invite you to stay tuned for that. Next game for the Lady Raiders will be at home Wednesday night against Tennessee Tech. That's an old rivalry. We'll be resuming on Wednesday night at the historic Murphy Center. It'll be James Madison's ball out of bounds in their front court. From the side, Burkholder puts it in play, and Hislop just drops it out of bounds. Unforced turnover there, but the Raiders were applying some pressure. I think Hislop took her eyes off the ball to look at the defense and lost it. Here's Courtney Jones in front court. Over to Brinkley. Janae on the left side. Starts in. Comes back out. Jones dribbles left. Down to the baseline. Puts it up. No good. And taken by Whitehurst. Over to Hislop. She'll beat the defense down the floor. Down to Gill. And a foul on Lakin Leonard. And the basket good by Gill. Lakin commits her third foul. 57-42, and a free throw coming for Jasmine Gill. Shanice Kaysen back into the game. Courtney Jones out. Gill's free throw, good, completing a three-point play. She's got 18 today. 58-42, James Madison. Brinkley out on the right side. Top of the key to Eli. And the left side to Lakin Leonard. Skip pass down low to Ebony Rowe. Off the glass and good. Raiders take a timeout. 58-44. Getting close to the 1 minute mark. 1:12 remaining in the game. And Middle Tennessee down by 14. Still have time to take advantage of that triple play. $10 will get you into one women's basketball game. The one remaining in November is Wednesday night against Tennessee Tech. One football game. That one is next Saturday against FIU. And one men's basketball game. And I know we have one today, so you can take advantage of that and do the triple play. You can contact the ticket office or Ask someone at the ticket booth at the Murphy Center today. Here's Burkholder to inbound. In backcourt, gets it into Hislop. Anderson's back in for them. Hislop dribbles in a circle back there and loses it out of bounds right in front of our broadcast location, but they call a foul on Lakin Leonard. That'll be her fourth. So Hislop will go to the free throw line for two shots. Both teams in the, or at least James Madison in the double bonus. Ajanaku checks in for Lakin Leonard. Now Hislop waiting to shoot. 1:03 the time left. James Madison by 14 and make it 15. Point number 6 for Hislop. Most of them at the free throw line. 59-44. Good again. 60-44 James Madison. Raiders bring it down. Here's Shanice Kaysen. 1 minute left. Inside Ebony Rowe. Shot blocked by Newman. That was a clean block from behind by Newman. Over to Hislop. And into the front court. She'll come. They won't be in any hurry, I don't think. Hislop working outside. 39 seconds left. Shot clock's down to 10. Wheels around a screen. Leaves it out front with Gill. Gill jumps from 18 feet. No good. Rebound taken by Iceland Eli to Janae Brinkley. Cross it comes to Eli. Fouled by Gill. That'll be her third. Iceland will go to the line. Gill. 16 seconds left. She'll have two. First one good. 60-45. Second shot up and good. 60-46. James Madison in front court. Over it comes to Hislop. And the final seconds tick off the clock. And the final score today will read James Madison 60 and Middle Tennessee 46. The Dukes win by 14 and even up the series with Middle Tennessee at a game apiece.